This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of April to the 30th of September this year.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflicts in West Asia. No matter what ups and downs occurred in fertilizers, the impact was never allowed to affect our farmers.
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpura to Todimor in Rajasthan. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. The CCEA approved investment of over 26,000 crore rupees for construction of Kamala Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held tomorrow. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin tomorrow at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Keralam. In Puducherry, 294 candidates are contesting the elections. In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray for the polls. Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goyal, has appealed to all eligible voters to exercise their franchise in the assembly polls. Meanwhile, tomorrow is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Tomorrow is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. The Bombay High Court has declared null and void the Election Commission's notification for by-election to Ponda Assembly seat in Goa, effectively cancelling the polling schedule for tomorrow. The court ruled that since less than 1 year remains for the completion of the current 5-year term of the Goa Legislative Assembly, conducting a by-election was not necessary. BJP and TMC delegations separately met Election Commission today to share their concerns in view of the upcoming assembly polls in West Bengal. The BJP delegation, led by party leader and union minister Dr. Virendra Kumar, met the poll panel over the law and order situation in the state. The government has said it is ensuring continued availability of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilizers for farmers and facilitating supply of essential commodities in the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated this in a social media post today after chairing the third meeting of the group of ministers on West Asia in New Delhi. Mr. Singh said during the meeting they reviewed the measures in the wake of the evolving situation in the region. India has welcomed a 2-week ceasefire agreement reached between the United States and Iran. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, New Delhi hopes that the deal will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia. The External Affairs Ministry has stated India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy, essential to bring an early end to the ongoing conflict. Joint Secretary in the Coal Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Kasti, said sufficient stock of coal is available at mines and power plants across the country in the wake of the evolving West Asia conflict. In Badminton Asia Championships, India's PV Sindhu, HS Pranoy and Ayush Shetty have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals at Ningpo in China. And with that, we end this news bulletin.